The Two Clocks by Lewis Carroll. Which is better, a clock that is right only once a year, or a clock that is right twice every day? The latter, you reply, unquestionably. Very good, now attend. I have two clocks. One doesn't go at all, and the other loses a minute a day. Which would you prefer? The losing one, you answer, without a doubt. Now observe. The one which loses a minute a day has to lose 12 hours or 720 minutes before it is right again. Consequently, it is only right once in 2 years, whereas the other is evidently right as often as the time it points to comes round, which happens twice a day. So you've contradicted yourself once. Ah, but, you say, what's the use of its being right twice a day if I can't tell when the time comes? Why, suppose the clock points to 8 o'clock. Don't you see that the clock is right at 8 o'clock? Consequently, when 8 o'clock comes round, your clock is right. Yes, I see that, you reply. Very good. Then you've contradicted yourself twice. Now, get out of the difficulty as best you can, and don't contradict yourself again if you can help it. You might go on to ask, how am I to know when 8 o'clock does come? My clock will not tell me. Be patient. You know that when 8 o'clock comes, your clock is right. Very good. Then your rule is this. Keep your eye fixed on your clock, and the very moment it is right, it will be 8 o'clock. But, you say, there, that'll do. The more you argue, the further you get from the point, so it will be as well to stop. The end. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.